From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad says saboteurs in the ongoing uprising against the government are trying to exploit legitimate demands for reform. In his third televised address since the uprising started in March, Assad, speaking through an interpreter, also claims that there's a conspiracy against the government involving outside forces and the media.
Conspiracy like germs reproduce everywhere, every moment, and they cannot be eradicated yet. We have to fortify our immunity.
It's not his first such claim. Syrian protesters dismiss Assad's overtures for change as too little too late. The Assad family is facing its biggest threat in 40 years of rule. The opposition claims the government has detained 10,000 people and estimates 1,400 people have died in the uprising so far. A coalition of civil rights groups is trying to block Georgia's new illegal immigration law. NPR's Kathy Law reports they're seeking an injunction in federal court today. Eurozone financial ministers meeting in Luxembourg on the Greek debt crisis have not announced a final deal on a new loan installment. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports Greece needs the money to avoid an imminent default.
The ACLU, Southern...
Greece will get the next $16 billion installment of its existing $155 billion bailout next month, but only after the Greek parliament passes a new package of spending cuts and economic reforms, including privatization of state assets. This was a disappointment for the Greek government. European Union Economic Commissioner Olli Rehn had raised expectations last week, saying he was confident the EU would agree to extend the next installment of last year's bailout to Greece. But following a deep recession, Greece has fallen short of meeting the economic goals and introducing radical reforms required by its international lenders. Prime Minister George Papandreou has faced mass street protests and a revolt within his own party ranks over the harshness of the austerity measures. His new government comes up for a confidence vote in Parliament Tuesday night. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.
The Obama administration is stepping up talks with Congress over raising the U.S. debt ceiling so the country can pay its immediate bills. The White House hopes for a deal by early next month. The Treasury Department estimates an early August date by which the debt limit must be raised if the U.S. is not to default. Republicans in Congress insist on deep, long-term spending cuts before they will agree to raise the immediate debt limit. Northern Ireland's Rory McIlroy is the winner of this year's Open Golf Tournament, U.S. Open, setting a record score of 16 under par along the way. And McIlroy's the youngest winner at 22 years of age since 21-year-old Bobby Jones won back in 1923. McIlroy beat Jason Day by 8 shots. This is NPR News. Charitable giving in the U.S. is up slightly after 2 years of sharp declines. NPR's Pam Fessler has more on an annual survey out today, this one covering last year's charitable giving.
Overall, last year, Americans donated almost $291 billion to charity. That's about $11 billion more than the year before. Edith Falk is chairman of the Giving USA Foundation, which produces the annual report. She thinks the increase in giving reflected growing optimism in the economy at the end of 2010.
It was beginning to look better. Certainly people could see the improvement in their own portfolios. I think people were less nervous about possibly losing their jobs.
And she hopes it's a sign that charitable giving is on the rebound. But Falk says it might be several more years before donations reach the same level they were before the recession. Last year's contributions were about $20 billion less than they were in 2007. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
The Federal Trade Commission says it's completed its review of Microsoft's proposal to buy the internet phone service Skype. Now the deal awaits Justice Department approval. Microsoft is bidding more than 3 times what Skype's value was a year and a half ago when eBay sold part of it to a private equity firm. United Airlines and U.S. Airways say they're back to normal after computer outages that delayed flights over the weekend. A 5-hour outage nearly shut down United Airlines Friday night and early into Saturday. United canceled 16 flights on Friday and more than 24 flights on Saturday because of the computer outage. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.